It is always a pleasure to go down the block. up the block, that's right. Baruch Hashem. And Tov Shachin Karev Me'ach Rachok. Or I'll translate, Tov Shachin Karev Me'ach Rachok. And, you know, I want you to know, I have always the privilege of coming to this beautiful Beit Knesset on Shavuot, on the holiday of Shavuot, and I have the privilege. I just wanted to make that clear because usually they're all asleep and they never know if I'm there or not. So, but I want to thank Rabbi Bassus for his gracious introduction and for hosting this event and for your friendship and it's really I think a beautiful thing when Sheves Achim Gam Yachad. And I want to also mention that I feel very honored to have Harav Maikoff, who is here, and Harav Luban, who is here, and my other colleagues who are here. Yasher Koyach to Phil Rosen for putting all of this together. Yasher Koyach. And I just want you to know that, you know, you are a person that, you know, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice, you know? So that's Phil Rosen. And Yasher Koyach to you. And for all of your wonderful committee that puts all of these wonderful things, the beautiful effort of the Act Achieving Change Through Torah, I think it's a beautiful, and for the eighth year, a mazel tov, and that's terrific. So, I entitled, It's Nice to Be Important, but More Important to Be Nice, because Phil told me that in one of the what you were working on, the subject was Chesed, which is kindness. So he asked me for a title, and at first I really didn't know, you know, what title to choose, and then I went to my dentist, and I noticed by the receptionist, there was this sign in the back of her, it's nice to be important, but more important to be nice. I guess the dentist wants to tell the receptionist, you know, or the people who come, you know, who have the toothaches, you know, that it's more important to be nice. Okay, you know, it's like similar, you know, because a rabbit is like pulling teeth too. So, you know, so, but the truth is, I thought that really is an important beginning. When you think about chesed, because as Jews, we realize that to be a bal chesed, to be nice, is the most important thing a person could be, that is the yesod olam, and it really means, it really defines who we are as the children of Avram and the children of Sarah, because they were bal chesed, and this is what it means really to be a Jew. The subtitle of this is Finding Your Inner Avram and Sarah. So that title, you know, supposes, you know, that the supposition that you all have an inner Avraham and an inner Sarah, that each one of us can be able to achieve the greatness of Avraham Avinu, that we have it within ourselves. And maybe we'll first look at the second title first. And how could you be able to realize that this is really a fact, that each and every one of us has the capacity to really become a Avraham and a Sarah, that we have all of that greatness within ourselves. And you could find this in the first Rashi of the Torah, you know, the first Rashi. Who was the first person to learn Rashi, Chumash and Rashi, with Rashi? Who was the first Rashi's father? He can't remember my show. He knows, you know. It was Rashi's father, right? Because he learned from little Rashi, right? Okay. I really should be nice. You know, I shouldn't really. Okay. But it's important. It's important. Okay. So the very first Rashi is probably the most famous of all Rashi's, and it's exceedingly important. And Rashi asked the question. Because the Torah tells us in the mitzvos of how to live a life. It's a manual for life. So the Torah really should begin with the first collective mitzvah, and the Torah should begin with HaKodesh HaZeh Lachem, right? So what is the first Rashi asked? Ma'atam, right? That Lohoyu Tzorach Lahaskos HaTorah. Look at number one. Elo Me'HaKodesh HaZeh Lachem. The Torah should have begun in Parshas Bo. Shehi mitzvah rishayinu sheistava b'Yisrael. This is the first mitzvah of the Torah. Umatam pasach bebreishis. Why does the Torah begin with breishis? Mishum koyach masav higid liyama. Because the Torah wanted to teach us koyach masav higid liyama, the power of his actions, of his creation, he told to his nation. Lo seis lahem nachlas goyim, to give them Eretz Yisrael. Because if the Umos HaOlam say that Eretz Yisrael doesn't belong to you, you look at the New York Times, you look at, you know, what they still are saying, we could say that God created the world and he gave Eretz Yisrael to who he thought he deserved it. And so if you look through the whole of Bereishis is really a preface to our Yerushas HaOretz of Eretz Yisrael, and really what it means to be a Jew. In a greater sense, if you look at Rav Chaim Volozhin, the great founder of yeshivas in the world, the early 19th century, Rav Chaim Volozhin says in his beautiful work on Perkei Avos that if the koyach mas of Higid Liyamo really goes even further than that, it just does not simply telling you that Hashem created the world and gave us Eretz Yisrael and we are deserving Eretz Yisrael, but he's really telling us about what it means to be a Jew. And he speaks about the fact that in Perkei Avos it says Asara Nisyonos, there were 10 tests, Nisnase Avram Avinu, that Avram Avinu, our father Avram, and he points out that why is it that the Mishnah speaks about Avram Avinu, our father Avram. And because he quotes a pasuk in Mishlei, and he makes an observation. He sees that throughout the generations, there were always Jews who did remarkable things, Jews who were willing to give up their life, al kiddush Hashem, to sanctify Hashem's name, Jews who were willing to give up everything to go to Eretz Yisrael. So there were Jews who did remarkable things, and these Jews not necessarily were great scholars. They weren't known to be superb, righteous individuals. But there are Jews who are willing, throughout the generations, to do all of these things. And he saw this phenomenon go on time and time again. And where did they get this from? And he explained from a pasuk in Mishlei. He's Bitumoi Hisalech Tzadik, Ashrei Bon of Achla. That in righteousness or completeness, a tzaddik goes or travels his life. Happy is his family or his children after him. That means that with Avram Avinu and with Yitzchak and with Yaakov, with Sarah, Rivka, Rachel and Leah, all of what they accomplished, all of what they did, what they were doing is they were changing the actual DNA. They were changing the spiritual neshama of every Jew. And now you could well understand why it was necessary for Yitzchak to be born at such an advanced age for Avram Avinu, because Avram Avinu, who was the Adam HaRishon of the world, and he created the Jew with Sarah, he needed to be refine himself to do all of the chesed and everything that he did. And with Yitzchak, with the Akedah, and all of those wondrous things that we read about, and all the chesed that the Torah tells us, all of that, what you are doing is, in essence, you are learning about Avram, but more than that, you're learning about yourself. And that we all have this potential within ourselves. And this is reflected in what the Torah tells us in regard to why Hashem loves Avram so much. Why was Avram loved by God? Because he was the Esan, as Rambam brings down, who was able to figure out and be a genius and fight against the whole world and bring monotheism and bring Emunah and Hashem and Chesed back to the world. Was this who Avram Avinu was? I mean, it's wonderful. So if God had to define what makes you so special, so how would you, what would God say? So if you look in Parshas Vayera, this is number 2, you will see, Ki Yodativ, this is when Avram was told by God about what he was planning on doing to stone, to the evil city of Sodom, he's going to destroy it. So God says, Hamachas ani me Avram, make a secret? Should I hide from Avram? Eis asher ani I said, what I will be doing. So therefore, so Avram yehi goy gadol, he'll be a great nation. And that through him, all the nations of the world will be blessed. Ki yodativ, because I love him, God says. Why? Why do I love him so much? Laman Asher Yitzava as Bonav as Beisai Acharav, that he should command his children and his household after him, Vishamru Derech Hashem, that they will keep the Derech Hashem. It's a buzzword, Derech Hashem. So that if they'll keep the derech of Hashem, that is the reason why. Because the children that he will have, we will follow the derech of Hashem. Now we have to define what this derech Hashem is. But because, you know, Avram Avinu will create Jewish people, all right, we'll have the Am Yisrael. That's why I love him. So now I just want to, parenthetically just say to you that I have to really explain a disclaimer. Because I know that it was in the receptionist's office of my dentist. It's nice to be important, more important to be nice. But really, it is not accurate. Because if you look at that title, it seems to be like it's nice. It's nice, you know, you could be nice or not, you could choose, you know. But that's not really what it means to be a Jew. It's not just nice to be important, and it's like more important to be nice. It's absolutely an essential part of what it means to be a Jew. And either you're nice, or if you're not acting like a child of Avram or Sarah. So it's not just an option, but it's absolutely who you are and who you should be. And you're not living up to your potential if you're not. So the truth is the last subject, you know, the last title is more accurate, Finding Your Own Avram and Sarah. And the first, the title is just a catchy title from a dentist's office, but it does not apply to us. It does not. Now what it means, now let's look at the Rambam, and the reason why we chose the Rambam, because we're in Eitz HaChayim, right? So who doesn't learn Rambam, right? There you go. So the Rambam in the beginning of Deyot, on Hilchus Deyot, this is personality refinement of the Rambam. And he speaks about the Derech Mamutz, the golden mean, that you have to have a balance in life. And to go to extremes is something that is not necessarily good. Only under certain circumstances you go to extremes, maybe to correct yourself. But really the ultimate is to have a balance in life and to go with Derech Mamutz, to have that balance. And then, so the Rambam says at the end of the first parak, look at Vav, Mitzuvim anu alechas, we are obligated to go in the middle way. V'heim drachim hatoyim v'yisharim. This is the proper way, because the pasuk says v'holachta b'drachov. We have an obligation to go in the ways of Hashem. Koch limdu b'feirish mitzvazu. Mahu nikrachanun. Just like God. In other words, you have to imitate God. Just like God is compassionate. Af atah hayechanun. Mahu nikra rachum, just like he's merciful. Afata haye rachum. You have to imitate Hashem. You have to go in his ways. Derech Hashem. Interesting, right? You have to go in his ways. Mahu nikra kadosh. Afata haye kadosh. Just like God is called holy, you also have to imitate his way and be more of a holy person. These are all the ways that we identify God. So all the ways that we identify God, of Rachum, Bechanun, you have to. So if you want to know why you should be nice, because Hashem's Baruch is nice, I have to imitate God. This is my mandate of being a child of Avram Avinu. Let's continue. Let's look at Zion. How do you do it? The Rambam says, how do you do it? How do I become like God or imitate God? It's not so easy, but it's called behavior modification, right? But the Rambam spoke about behavior modification before any of the great psychologists or the behavioral theorists came up with this, right? The Ketzad, how do you do it? You do it. Do nice things. And before you know it, you'll become nice, right? You do it once, twice. Until it's hard at the first, but you keep doing it, then it gets easy. And then it becomes, what do we say? Second nature. Your nature. Right? You become that. And doing something when it's hard is exactly what it means to go in the Derech Hashem. That's what it means to be a son and a child, a daughter of Avraham Avinu. And v'lo yibehem teirech olav, so that v'yikru ha'deyes benafshei, so that it becomes part of his second nature, part of his personality. You can transform, you can change. This is what we believe, this is what life is. L'fisha Hashem is a nikra behem hayotzer, and this is what God himself is identified. Behem derech habinu, d'shanu chayim lechazba. Nikras z'derech zo, what is this derech called? Who wants to say it? Let's all say it together. Derech Hashem. You see, behavior modification, changing, and doing something over and over again in the right way, even though it's hard at first, doing it and keep, because it's right to do, is the Derech Hashem. Hey, look at that. That's what Avraham Avinu taught his children. Shenemar, ki yodativ, what is the Rambam quoting? Ki yodativ, I love Avraham, lamana sheyitzava, v'hoylech kederech zu, mevi toivu, brocha liatzma. And who it benefits from this behavior? Who is the ultimate benefit? Who benefits? Yourself. You benefit yourself. Shenemar leman hovi Hashem al Avraham es asher diber, that you will be able to be the recipient of all of the brachas of Avraham Avinu. Why? Because you're playing for his team. Okay? Because you're a child of Avraham. You are a child of Sarah, and you do it. When you realize, you wake up in the morning and know, you know, it's not so easy to be nice, but it's absolutely essential if I want to be able to one day stand in front of Avraham and Sarah, and they'll be able to recognize me and say, oh, this is my child. And this is what it means to go into Derech Hashem. And that's what God loves about Avraham Avinu. Because he taught his children the secret of, what do you call it? Achieving change through Torah. Okay, that's the Derech Hashem. Okay? So this is what it is. Now, when I talked about this idea of chesed, that it's really a misnomer, this topic, you know, maybe a catchy, nice to be important, all that stuff, you should know that in halacha, the Rambam brings this down, in halacha, that if you act like Avraham Avinu and Sarah, you act like a Baal Chesed, everyone knows that you come from good yichus, you come from good lineage, from a good pedigree, okay? And if you want to make a shidduch in the halacha, if you see, in fact, actually Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, when people ask the question in terms of Balei Tshuva and things like that, how really do you know? He brings that la halacha, that if you see that beautiful midos, you see, it's a clear, clear proof that they are children of Avraham Avinu, and they come from an excellent lineage. That is the best proof. Okay? So the fact is, this is reflected in halacha. Let's look at number four. This is Hilchus Tshuva. When somebody comes over to you, and they've wronged you. So the Rambam says, you know, if someone says they're sorry, and they really mean it, not in someone who doesn't really mean it, you know, just want to get through Yom Kippur, you know. But they really mean it. Okay? So the Rambam says, forgive them. Forgive them. And let's look at number four. Also, Lord and Leah Sachzari, a person shouldn't be cruel. For lo yispayes, and he shouldn't be, you know, it's everything's okay by me to forgive. Ela yeh noach lirtzis. You should be very easy just to forgive. Akosha lichos, and it's hard for you to anger. You see somebody means it. Uvashasha vachshim menu achayte limchol. And if a person comes to you and asks you for forgiveness, Meicha b'leiv sholem, uve nefesh chafetza. You should forgive them with a full heart. Vafilu heitzer loy, even if he harmed you, he caused you a lot of grief. V'chota loy harbe, and he did a terrible sin, and he did it a lot to you, and you have every reason to hold a resentment to him. Lo yikoim, do not take revenge. V'lo yitzar, don't hold a grudge. What does Rabbi Akiva say? What does he say? Let's all sing it together. V'yohavta l'recha kamoicha. Is that called the Torah, right? Is that pasuk a standalone pasuk?
What does it say in the beginning of that pasuk? It says, Loisika v'loisitar. Don't take revenge. That means you can take your final revenge, right? And you get back at it. And revenge is sweet. Revenge is sweet, but it's not kosher. Okay? V'loisitar, don't hold a grudge. And then the pasuk says, v'haftarecha. So in Pabrecha, it doesn't mean when it's convenient, when we all kumbaya, it's when the guy did a horrible thing to me. But you don't take revenge. Why? Because I'm a Zera of Avram. I come from Avram Avinu. That's not what Avram would do. The guy says he's sorry. Because why? Because Hashem is Rachum V'chana. So Hashem is forgiving, I'll be forgiving. I want to be just like Hashem. And let's look at what the Rambam continues. Zeu darkom, let's read it together. Shel zera Yisrael v'libam. You know, don't, you know, you can't play it both ways. You can't play it both ways. You want to be a child of Avram, you have to act like it. And if you find it hard, get over it, buddy, you know? And you should know the Rambam is telling you that the way of a Jew is to forgive. And that's the way of the heart of a Jew, hanochin, that's proper. And let's look further. Well, it's a good thing everybody's Jewish here, right? But those pagans, which means non-Jews, right? Not necessarily, they have the great same midah as we. Now, I want you to know something. The Rambam is saying certain pagans, or certain non-Jews. It means if you're a Jew from Avram Avinu, then you will forgive. And if you don't, we're going to learn further, then maybe your lineage is suspect. And we're going to learn about that. That's a little pretty far, you know, it's scary. But there are goyim. Now, when I was in counseling program in the Yeshiva St. John University, okay? It was like night school, okay? And I really did well because the guy on the wall and me, we were the two Jews in the room. And I saw what they did to the other Jews, so I really did. Okay, I'm sorry, I don't want anyone to be cross with me. Okay. Anyway. But I saw in the counseling program non-Jewish people who were like unbelievably Baal Chesed. I mean, so great that that I was ashamed in front of them. That they were so unconditional positive regard. They were such unbelievable Baal Chesed. I went to my Rosh Yeshiva. I was already a rabbi. I was a rabbi. And I knocked on his door. I spoke to Rabbi Feinstein, Rabbi Ruven. And I said to him, you know, Rebbe, I'm telling you, I cannot believe how great Baal Chesed they are. And you know what he said to me? He said, what's wrong with you? Of course they're Baal Chesed. They're tzaddiki umas olam. Like, we don't have, you know, I think this is what he meant, we don't have the monopoly on chesed. There are wonderful tzaddikim and wonderful chassidim umas olam that do terrific things. But what the Rambam is speaking about is that if you really want to know about being a Jew, it is literally treif. It is absolutely the antithesis of every fiber in what it means to be a Jew. If you're not forgiving, if you're not a Baal Chesed, if you don't be able to, if you don't act like Avraham Avinu was Sara, this is what he's saying, and this is what he means. So therefore, there are goyim who are leiv enochin elav rosim shmoinetzah. They hold a grudge. And then he speaks about the givonim and all of that. That there are certain types of non-Jews who, even if they are megayer, they cannot marry within the regular Jewish population. They have to marry, you know, outside of Yisrael, Levi, and Kohen, you know, that type. Okay, now the idea of being of Zera Shel Avram, it is reflected now in the next Rambam. Look at number 5. This is beautiful halacha in Hilchas Matnas Aniyim. This has to do with the halachos of giving tzedakah. And the Rambam speaks about our obligation to give tzedakah, to be charitable. Chayovim adam lizor mitzvah tzedakah, yosim mikol mitzvah saseh. Shad tzedakah simin. What does the Rambam say?
if a person is charitable, simin letzadik zera Avram Avinu, that this person is a righteous person from a lineage of Avram Avinu. So if you're a charitable person, that means you are from Avram Avinu. Shinemar, ha, same pasuk again. Ki yodativ, I love Avraham. L'man ashir tzav v'ezbonav v'ezbeis v'achrov. Olech ez v'derech Hashem. And this is what he's quoting. V'en kisa Yisrael mischeining. V'das emesai medes, ela bitzdaka. That the only way that will establish the throne of Yisrael and that our religion will remain with its truth only through tzedakah. Shnemar b'tzedakah d'chaydenoni. V'ein Yisrael nigolim, and Yisrael are not redeemed. Ela b'tzedakah. Shnemar tzion mishatipah v'shaveh b'tzedakah. That Tzion with judgment will be redeemed v'shaveh b'tzedakah, and we will be able to ingather the captives only with tzedakah. The Rambam paskins, a person will never, it's actually a perfect time to have an appeal, no? This is like perfect, you know? But a person will never be poor from giving tzedakah. Okay, v'chol ha-merachim, and if you have compassion, God will have compassion on you. Merachim bolof. V'chol mishen, mi shuhu achzori, look at what the Rambam's saying, in halacha beis. V'chol mishuhu achzori, someone who's cruel. The Eino Merachim, and he doesn't have compassion. What does the Rambam say? Yesh lochus li yachasoi. Then we could suspect maybe he doesn't come from a good lineage. Maybe he's really not Jewish. You hear this? We could suspect that maybe he's not Jewish. You see a Jew acting cruelly and doesn't have rachmanis, you could be choshish that he's not Jewish. If people remember the Son of Sam, you know, when I was a bacher in yeshiva, New York was terrorized by this monster, this crazy. And his name, his last name is what? Berkowitz, right? Okay? They went to Rav Moshe and they said, did you hear? He's a Yid, he's a Jew. And Rav Moshe said, Ken it zayin, he cannot be. And it turned out that he wasn't Jewish. His name was Berkowitz, but he wasn't a Berkowitz, okay? He wasn't Jewish. And Rav Moshe, immediately his reaction was, no, he can't be.
Was his dog Jewish?
What?
Was his dog Jewish?
I don't know, but I think he did have a bar mitzvah. Shane, okay. But I think the question answered period. Rabbi Lubin, actually, we could ask Rabbi Lubin in the back here. Shane achzorius mitzuya elabagoyim. Cruelty is only found by those who aren't Jewish. Shenemar achzori heim avlo yirachameim. V'chol Yisrael hal nilva aleihem ka'achim heim. And then he says, all of Jews are like brothers. Shenemar bonim atem l'Hashem elekeichem. I always say that we are children of Hashem. But it's important for a Jew not to realize he's not an only child. And when it means to be a child of Hashem, means to have siblings. And look what the Rambam says, V'im lo yirachim ha'ov al ha'och, mi yirachim olav, l'mi aniyei Yisrael, to noisim einayim. Who is the aniyim of Yisrael going to look to? Ha'alagoyim? Are they going to look to non-Jews? They look and they try to murder us. And then he adds, but what do you see from the Rambam? Clearly, that this idea of cruelty and not embracing the idea of being a merachem, being someone who is a bal chesed, you are, it's the antithesis of what it means to be a Jew. And it's not just a nice, more important, it's not a question of importance, it is your very existence of who I am as a Jew is dependent on the level that you achieve of chesed. And the more chesed and the greater you achieve this, the more Jewish you become. And that's why, you know, I am very honored to be able to maybe talk about this
And the truth is, I don't know if I'm expressing this well enough. So even if I don't, look into this idea, because it is absolutely an essential part of every breath everyone here takes in their life, and every Jew.
So we really should look into it. So, with that in mind, being that now going back to that first Rashi, Koyach Masa Figid Liamo, so it's not just Eretz Yisrael, but what God wanted to show us by telling us various glimpses into the life of Avram, the life of Yitzhak, the life of Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah, by telling us a little bit about them, the very important parts of them, we are looking at a blueprint for us of what we could achieve, who we are, what we should be.
And therefore, let's go now to Parshas. I chose maybe a Parsha of Vayera. This is a Parsha that we read on what important day of the year?
Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah, right? First day of Rosh Hashanah and the second day. But this part of Vayera is not read on Rosh Hashanah. This is on Parshas Vayera. And the Torah tells us, Vayera El Hashem Be'elone Mamre, it tells us the weather report, what Avraham Avinu was doing, and why did God appear to him? Levakir Sachola, because he was the eighth day, he was an elderly Jew, and he had his bris milah, and it was on the third day of after the bris milah, and he was suffering, and Hashem Yisbarach came to Mevakir Chola, okay? And all of a sudden, Vayisa'ena Vayar, that God appeared to him, and Vayisa'ena Vayar, and he sees Vini Shloisha Nash. Now what was he doing in the heat of the day? We are told, if you look at Rashi number 9, God came Levakar Zachola, you look at Beis, that God came to see how he's doing, and Pesach Oiler, he was looking, he was searching to see whether there was any Orchim. And what happened? Kechaim Hayom, because God didn't want to bother Avram on that day. He made it the hottest day of ever on record. He took the Chamamin Artika. It was super hot. And here Avram Avinu, no air conditioning before they invented it. And where is he? He's right by the door and he's looking and he's upset. Why is he upset? He's upset because it's so hot and he's hurting. No. He's upset that he doesn't have anyone that he can be machmes olach. So Hashem sees the pain that Avram is feeling, and he provides for him individuals who can take the heat, which are angels, and he makes them in the guise of men, and the rest, we know the story, he runs and everything else. If you look at number 7, this is a Gemara in Shabbos. Now, if you look at the second pasuk, look back at number 6, Vayisa Einov, he lifts up Vayar Vinei Shloisha Noshim, Vayar, he sees them and he runs to them, Vayomer, and he says, Adoshem, Im no matzasi chayim beinecho, Al no savor mi'alav decho. So what is that Adoshem? Is that Hashem's name? Or is that Hashem? Or is that really just my master to the Orchem? Who is Avram Avinu speaking to? Now, what difference does it make? The difference is that if a sofer makes a mistake on the name of Hashem, you can't erase it. So, if this is the name of Hashem, you can't erase it. If he makes a mistake, if it's not, then you know you could correct it. So let's look at what Rabbi Yehuda says. Look at number 7. This is a Gemara in Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rav, Gedoyla hachnasas archim. Great is hachnasas archim mikabolas penei shechina. Diksiv vayomer ha'adoshem im no matzasi chen b'nech al nos avor. Who is Avram speaking to according to Rav, according to Rabbi Yehuda Omer Rav? He's speaking to the Almighty. God came to speak to him. And what does Avram Avinu say? Not to the Archim. He says it to God. Can you hold on for a moment? I'll be right back. I just got to do something. And he runs as machnas up to two. He doesn't know they're angels. He thinks they're Arabs, whatever they're, and they're pagans too. And he's running and he's putting God on hold. And from that rab, and therefore he says, that what is he paskening? You look at Teretz Mima. So he explains this. He says that you see what's nafkim. What does he say? He says that this word Adoshem is Hashem's name, and therefore you can't erase it. And that's why you can't also throw out the sheet I gave out also, right? Because it's Hashem's name. And Rabbi Yehuda says, you see from here that here Hashem came, and greater is taking care of guests than God Almighty coming to you. Okay? Unbelievable. This makes sense to you? It's like, you know, God Almighty, like the President, you know, comes to you, you know. You know, he calls you up on the phone. And not the President of my shul. Okay, maybe. Okay, right. I'm talking about President of the United States, all right? And you put him on hold. You know, oh, there's a mashuluch at the door. I'll be right with you. You know, it's unbelievable. I mean, God Almighty comes to Avraham Avinu and he puts him on hold for who? For three Arabs who are coming? He doesn't know that they're malachim? It's mashuluchim. It's crazy. This makes sense to you? So what's going on? This is covered for Hashem? And Rav learns, you see, God Lachmas Azarcha Yosef Mekabalas Pnei Shechina. So how do you explain it? But the answer is, and I heard this from Rabbi Reuch Weinberg when I was a young man, and I came to Lakewood to give a shiur, and I was there for that summer, and he said the following. He said, greater honor you can give God instead of God coming to you, it is greater that you go to Hashem. You go to the Shekhinah. And Avraham Avinu was showing greater honor to Hashem when he was engaged in Chesed. Because if Hashem comes to him, Hashem is giving him honor. But if Avraham Avinu goes to Hashem, that is showing God honor. And it is greater. This is what Rav is teaching. That our father Avram is teaching us that he understood that where do you find the Shekhinah? You find the Shekhinah in Achnasas Archim, in the doing of kindness. That's where you find the Shekhinah. And that's going to the Shekhinah. So when you have guests over, or there's a favor that you can do for someone, or you act like Avram Avinu, you are bringing the Shekhinah in this world, and you are going to the Shekhinah. Instead of the Shekhinah coming to you. And this is what's going on here. And this is why the Navi Micha, and this is if you look at this Sefer, beautiful Sefer, and in fact in my show, the Mincha Maariv, I began just to give a brief synopsis. This is the works of the Chofetz Chaim. He wrote his whole Sefer, a whole Sefer on Avas Chesed, on loving of kindness. And it's a magnificent work, and even Feldein has a translation. And it's a remarkable Sefer. A remarkable Sefer. And the first chapter in this Sefer, he called it Avas Chesed because he speaks about the Navi Micha, and he quotes the Navi Micha. And this is in the Haftorah of Parshas Balak, and we read it every year, and this is the very, very end. Look at number 8. The Navi Micha declares, Higid l'cha odam matayv. Let me tell you what's good. What does God want from you? Is that the ultimate question we all want? What does God want from me? And it's like, and as the Chofetz Chaim says, Higid lecha adam. He grabs you by the lapel and says, I'm telling you something. I got to tell you something. This is what the Novi say. Higid lecha adam. I got to tell you what God wants from you. And what does God want from you? Ki ma'asos mishpat, to do justice, to be righteous, to do what's right. And then he says, "Va'avas chesed," and to have a love of doing chesed. You see, because if you realize what Avraham Avinu realizes, that doing chesed isn't just nice, but doing chesed really allows me to realize my full potential, that I become the child of Avraham and Sarah that I have to be,
and that I find that I become, you know, because that's the Derech Hashem. The more I do, the more I become. So that's something that it's my whole purpose of being. It's my whole purpose of being to do things that are right. So that Avraham Avinu, if there's one day that he doesn't, that he can't do chesed, because why? He's infirm, that it's very hot and no one's around. He's upset. He's mitzdayer, because he realizes, what else am I living for? How can I bring the Shechina to this world? And that's what's going on. So this is what the Navi Micha is saying. Va'avas chesed v'hasnei lechazim Hashem. No one has to know. It's just you and Hashem. It's a personal thing. To do it quietly. You don't have to do it with fanfare. You don't have to do it with people knowing about it. You have to just do v'hasnei lechazim Hashem. And that is are great things. That is a remarkable thing. And that's why the Rambam, the Chofetz Chaim speaks, focuses on this idea of not just doing chesed, like I said in the title, nice. It's not nice. You have to have a passion. You have to be like a chesed junkie. You have to be addicted to chesed. Addiction of chesed. It has to be part of your personality. My Rebbe, Rav Reuven Feinstein, he used to say to us like this. He said, a person who is a child of Avram has three characteristics. Rachamon, he's merciful, just like Avram was. Baishan, he's, you know, bashful, or he's not in your face, you know. Not a chutzpah. And a goyim lechesed, a person who does kindness. So he just observed the following. Rachamon is an emotion. You know, there are times where it's not good to be a rachamon. You have terrorists, you're not supposed to be a rachamon. Kol rachim al achzar. If you have mercy on those who are really cruel, so that's not mercy. That's really being cruel on the merciful. Because you're going to let this terrorist go. You're going to let this psychopath go. And you're going to do terrible things to people. You're going to cause a lot of grief to the world and the horrible. And who's to blame? You are. So that's misguided rachmanis. That's not rachmanis. So Rachmanis really is an emotion, and it's good. In fact, 90% or 99% of the time, it's good. Okay, it's good. Baishan too. Baishan being, you know, shy, you know, it's a beautiful thing. You won't do an aveira. 90% of the time, it's a great thing. Sometimes it's not good. You didn't listen carefully. You won't know the halacha. I'm a little ashamed to go to the shiur. I don't want the rabbi to know. I don't know. I don't want to ask a question. It's not aloha baishan lome. Alright? Going with chesed. Doing a where is that an emotion? You do chesed. So that's a behavioral thing. That's not an emotional thing. So how do you explain? But what we're talking about chesed being an emotion, it's a passion. It's who I am. I'm a junkie. I got it. Who can I help? Who can I help today? Oh, wow. And it becomes my pleasure. You have somebody over the house, right? So they say, oh, you'll just come, you know. Then you see things in the refrigerator and you just pile it on, you know. And then you go, oh, you don't have to serve me that. You know, what do you say? It's my pleasure. What do you, is it your pleasure or not? It really is. You didn't really mean to serve him the whole thing, like the London Broil. You really wanted it for yourself, right? But it's there, and it's my pleasure, and he's here, right? So that's, it's like an emotion. Going with chesed is also an emotion. And that's what Avas Chesed is. It should be an emotional thing by you. It should really be something that's an emotion. And that's where this whole idea of Simcha is. And this idea of emotion is absolutely astounding. There's another pasuk. Let's look at this pasuk. I mean, in Parshas Chayisar, look at number 11. That we're talking about finding a mate for the great Yitzchak, right? That Eliezer was charged with this. So we know that he davened that Hashem give me the sign. And what's the sign? That she'll ask me if you had what to drink, and I'll give your camels to drink. And that's the test. That's it. And he finishes davening, and what happens? Lo and behold, the pasuk says, Rivka appears. Bahanara tovas mara. She's gorgeous. Vishaloyota vatered ho'ayna vatamalikada
And then the pasuk says, "Vayoretz ha'eved likrosa." He runs to her. What is he running to her? Vayoymer, and he says, "Can you give me something to drink from your cot? Okay, you're schlepping, you little girl, you know that you're schlepping." And what does he run to her? What does the pasuk? What does Rashi say? Why did he run specifically to her? She was the nicest looking girl. Why did he run to her? Let's look at Rashi. Look at number 12. Lefishira sha'olu hamayim likrasa or likrata, right? That all of a sudden a miracle occurs. The water jumped up for her. And she didn't have to bend down from the well. The water popped like a water fountain right in her thing. Like a miracle. A life is unbelievable. Wow! Right? And then what does the pasuk say right after that? He asked the question. And he's waiting for her to be able to see whether she will do it. And she did. And those, you know, don't worry, everything worked out. They got married, everything was fine. Okay? My question is the following. Hello! Hello, Eliezer! A miracle occurs? You know, miracles don't really happen to most people. Hashem Yisroel is like pointing an arrow. This is the girl, and you have to find out whether, you know what, God, thanks, I appreciate it. Forget about what I said. Okay, come, we're coming with me. We're going to Yitzhak. This is great, right? She comes from Yichus, she has, right? It's perfect. So why is it that Moisim could happen? Moisim don't happen to me. It don't happen to you. And yet, Eliezer says, no, this isn't enough. I want to see whether she will be a balas chesed. She'll be considerate of me and where I'm coming from and my animals. And she'll do all of this to make me feel good. And that's the sign. And he waits. So what do you see? This is what my father taught me. He says, Kresef and Moifsim. The greatest moifis of all are the moifsim, are the miracles that you do. That what Rivka did was a bigger moifis, was more impressive to Eliezer. He had to be impressed. And for her to act with kindness, that's impressive. Whoa. That trick of the water, okay. I come from a Brahms house. I see that all the time. But you do a chesed for somebody, whoa. You're a hush. Ooh, that's a person. You are the right girl for him. And that's what the pasuk is saying. You see?
Doing a chesed makes all the difference. Now listen, there's one more place. Okay? Vayeshev. Yosef's
in prison, right? And, you know, he's really had a horrible time. I mean, the guy is like lo yutzlach. I mean, he was running good. His brothers, you know, they sold him down the river. You know, he was finally doing good, and that, you know, the master's wife, she caused him a lot of tzaras, you know. And he's a good boy. And she's telling everybody he did a veiris, and he's, you know, and she's the, you know, okay. So what do they do to the poor guy? Lock him up. He's in prison. Now, it's not like the correctional facilities that we have, right? It's not like, they do an expose, you know, cruel. They throw you in a dungeon, okay? You're in a hole. And when Vayoretz, you know, when they pull you out of the hole, you're in a hole. You're in a dungeon. I mean, okay? But the warden sees that he's really talented. This guy is brilliant. So everything he does is terrific. So he makes him, you know, in charge of the inmates. Okay, so at least he has, but he's still in a hole. Okay, he's a hole in the ground. He's in a dungeon. And so put yourself where Yosef is. How are you going to feel? Wake up depressed? You know? God, why did you do this to me? I was so good! I said no to her! And this is what you do? You throw me in prison? This is how you treat me? And I'm good to you? I do this for you and I do that for you. You send my brothers against me? You know, you talk about a guy who could be bitter, right? And when you feel that way, I don't care about nobody. What do you want, right? Get depressed. But this is not how Yosef acts. What does Yosef do? So all of a sudden, there are two former ministers who was in the same hole in the ground as him. He notices that they look depressed. And he asks them, why are you depressed? Why are you depressed? Hello, I'm in prison. I'm in a dungeon. There's no hope. You gotta ask somebody, why are you depressed? I can't get a reason why I'm depressed. Oh, because, you know, I used to live in a mansion and now I live in a hole in the ground. So what is... This is crazy. If you were Yosef, first of all, what is he caring about what's going on with anybody else there? And second of all, if you ask him, what are you depressed today? I have reason to be depressed because I'm in prison. Hello? But you see, Yosef doesn't live his life in that way. Whatever happens to him is not a reason why he doesn't have an opportunity to do what? Chesed. To be nice. And I will be a child of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. I will be that child, even if they throw me in a hole. So therefore, he can look at the minister, that fellow who's in prison, and know that he was riding high, so powerful, and now he is suicidal. But he can notice just a little bit, you're a little bit more depressed than you were yesterday. I see that. What is it that's really bothering you? That means that he was looking at his face and seeing that he was upset, but now today, he's different. You hear what he's doing? Yosef is caring about who? About people. You know what happens at the end of the story? Does anyone know? What happens at the end of the story? Because he told them his dream, and because he told them a good thing, and the other fella also asked him, and he told him, you know, the truth about his dream. And what happened? That was the instrument that did what? They pulled him out of prison. God used that to pull him out of prison, to make him the viceroy of Egypt, the all-powerful viceroy. That was the thing that saved all of Egypt. That was the thing that changed Jewish history, that changed us from going to Mitzrayim. It's because of that dream. Where did it all start? And all the Gula Hasido, everything that happened to all and every Jew in the whole world, he saved the whole world, came from what thing? It came from the time where Yosef had every reason to be depressed, but he pushed his own feelings aside and he was looking to see whether somebody who is a little bit more depressed, and he asked him a question of kindness. Why are you not feeling so good? Is it godless? And you see what the Torah is teaching us? That the geula of a whole world comes from a simple kindness of Yosef. Well, they say that every Jew is a Yosef. We're all a little bit of Yosef, and we are Yosef that we're trying to be released from Beis Hasurim because we put ourselves in a prison, and we say, "I can't live this way. This is not the way I live," and that. We have to pull ourselves out. This is what Rosh Hashanah is. It's the Kiyah Shofar. It's Yosef that leaves the Beis HaSurim. So this is really, as the Rav, Rabbi Basus, said, Mishenichlas Adar Marvin V'Simcha. So what is the definition of Simcha? Let's look at number 10. Mutav Li Adam, the question the Rambam speaks about, In Hilchos Megillah, second parak, you have a mitzvah of Matanis Lev Yonim, and you have a mitzvah of Shalach Manas. There are two mitzvahs. Which one should you go out, go all the way out? Which you have, you know, you fulfilled your both mitzvahs on both, right? The minimum. But you want to give more. Which is it more important, to give all your friends, or to give Matanis Lev Yonim? Look what the Rambam says. It's more important to give matanos levyonim, the Rambam says. Shein sham simcha gidoyla umefoyara. There is no greater simcha. There is no more glorious simcha. El samech lev aniim v'yisaimim v'almonos v'geirim. Than to gladden the hearts of those who are poor, the orphans and the widows, and those converse people who are umlolim, all of the people who are destitute, shama samech leiv umlolim hoelu, that those who are somehow find a way of making those people that have it bad happier. What does he say? Doy melishchino, you become
like Hashem. You have brought the Shekhinah. Because this is what his name spoke about by Hashem. L'achis reiv shifol, l'achis leiv nidachim. So Mishinichnas Ador, Marav Misimcha. Simcha, as the Rambam defines, the best, greatest, glorious Simcha you can have is Bichuli Truma. It's a person taking for himself the Truma that raises, the donation is called raising up, as I mentioned this morning. And that is really the ultimate. So, my second title, right? Which was, how do we find that inner Avram and Sarah within ourselves? Because it's not just an option, it's absolutely an imperative. Because that's who we are. It's our raison d'etre, it's our purpose of being. So let me share with you a teher, an observation that the great Rav Shimon Shkop, in his Hagdama, his preface to his book on Shar Yosher, he says, and he says it on the words of Hillel. Look at number 14. And we'll end with this. And I think maybe that's a beautiful strategy. Not only being aware, you know, of what the ultimate goal is and what you're really doing. That really finds, you know, at least if you know what's expected, you know the goal that you have to be a person who literally has a passion to doing chesed, that becomes part of who I am, to realize that real self. But he gave us such a beautiful observation. Let me share it with you. He asked that it seems to be a little counterintuitive. God wants us to be other-directed, and yet the nature of a person is to be, you know, to be aware of himself, to be self-directed. You know, a person is concerned with himself. From the time he was younger, it's me, you know. It's mine. That's what a little kid says, mine. It's mine, right? So how do you reconcile what God expects us to care about somebody else? And even when God tells us to care about somebody else, what does He say? You first have to start with loving yourself, okay? You really have to start with loving yourself. And people who don't love themselves, not healthy. It's a healthy thing to love yourself, but not only to direct yourself, only to yourself. So what Rav Shimon Shkop says is the following. He says that Hillel really explained it. We have to, in many ways, define who you are. Little children, it's me, me, me. They think of themselves, I want. When a child gets older, they think about themselves as inclusive of their parents, their siblings, their own family. Person grows up, part of themselves not only just becomes their immediate family, but their extended family. And you're supposed to take care of your family. And a person who really becomes a great person, he extends your ani. In other words, Rav Shimon Shkop says, don't push against your natural selfishness. Be selfish. But just redefine who you are. That me is defined not only of me, but my life. And my kids, and my parents, or my grandparents. Me is defined as my friends. Me is defined as my show. Me is defined as my community. Me is defined as every Jew in my community. Every person in the world. Every, you know. So the greater a person is, the greater their circle of their me is. And he explains that this is what Hillel means. He says, Im ein ani li, mi li. This is the way it is. Everyone starts with the ani, but you have to define who your ani is. Uksh ani la'atmi. But if your ani is only relegated to yourself, or only to your own family, or only to people who I want to choose, so ma'ani. That's just being a child, and that hasn't been. You haven't reached development. You haven't matured. And Avraham Avinu, he was concerned about the people of stone. And he was worried about humanity, of everyone. And his ani was, and it bothered him. And therefore Hashem had to convince him this is the right move. That's why pasuk says, Ki yadativ, I love you. Because that was him. They were against him. They fought against him. They were against everything he believed in. And yet he still cared about humanity. He still cared about people. His ani, the greater. That's why certain tzaddikim, you know, That when they suffer, it's really Klal Yisrael suffer because they feel the pain of everyone. The greater that you feel, that's part of me.
So therefore he says, Im ein ani li mi li. You know, a person always has to first start with the ani. But you have to redefine your ani. Kshani la atzmi mo ani. Vim lo yachshav ein mosai. And we're given this opportunity, I can't think of a better way of finishing, you know, this little talk that we had. Vim lo yachshav ein mosai. What a schus that we have. What a great privilege we have to be children of Hashem. To be able to be given such a heritage. To be able to be given this potential within each and every one of us to do great things. Maybe we are the Yosef who, because of our concern for a fellow man, because we redefine our ani and we're worried about other people, then maybe that will lead to unbelievable geula, unbelievable success in our own lives, in our own self, and then Amir Tzayshem bring us closer to the ultimate simcha of the Bias HaGol. Mary Yemeinu Amen. Again, thank you, Rabbi Basus.
Thank you,
Phil Rosen. And any questions, we're more than happy.